USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The death toll is at least three, with dozens more injured after tornadoes ravaged parts of Louisiana.
A tornado touched down in New Orleans around 4 p.m. Wednesday local time. More than 40 tornadoes were reported across the South in the past 2 days. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser on CNN.
The latest I got last night, there was about 50 people that couldn't go back. Their homes were completely destroyed. We're moving trailers to our state parks to try to house those people close to where they live.
I'm Lance Pry.
That big winter storm is now slamming the Northeast. Snow, rain, and gusty winds are forecast from New Jersey to Maine through tomorrow. On the final day of the meeting of nearly 50 leaders from Africa in D.C., President Biden tells them he just may visit.
As I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up.
But the caveat may be it will happen as soon as the U.S. and African nations strengthen ties. The president also announced billions in new U.S. money to bolster democracy on the continent. The goal? To counter inroads that Russia and China have made in Africa. And Russia's telling the U.S. that sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine could lead to what a statement calls unpredictable consequences. It says Washington's strategy causes enormous damage not only to the Russian-American relations, but also creates additional risks for global security. The White House is reportedly finalizing plans to send the long-range missiles to Ukraine. Rising interest rates, higher retail prices, a general unease about the prospect of recession are all slamming Wall Street today. The major indexes are all down anywhere from 2.5% to more than 3%. One bright spot, if you're home shopping, mortgage rates have fallen for the fifth straight week. The average for a 30-year fixed loan is now 6.31%. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As Congress races a Friday deadline for a new funding bill, some Republicans want that measure to roll back the mandate that all men and women in uniform be vaccinated for COVID. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn led the charge at an event on Capitol Hill today.
I am calling on the White House to publicly announce that President Biden will sign the NDAA into law with the COVID vaccine mandate repealed.
The NDAA is the National Defense Authorization Act, the bill that funds the Pentagon. No response from the White House yet, but it is reviving the free COVID testing kit program. If you go to covid.gov/tests, you can order up to 4 rapid tests to be delivered to your home, starting next week. There will be a new man in charge of big-time college athletics next year.
The NCAA announced that Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has been chosen to be the organization's next president, succeeding Mark Emmert. The 66-year-old Baker will assume the role on March 1, 2023, after his second term of governor ends January 5th, following his decision to not seek re-election. It was announced last April that Emmert was going to step down in the summer of 2023, with the NCAA characterizing such a decision as a mutual agreement. Emmert will serve in an advisory role until June 2023. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Rich Johnson, USA News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.